I was born in Edmonton to Sam and Edna Melville, the eldest of three girls. Joyce, 18 months younger than I was, and Patsy, who's 11 years. We lived on a farm at Legale, which was a Catholic and a French-speaking community. And we didn't fit in there because we were Protestant and we couldn't speak French. We moved to a farm 4 miles south of Fort Saskatchewan in 1943. And there we started going to the United Church in Fort Saskatchewan. I went to Sunday school and was confirmed when I was 16 years old. I also went to Brownies. I was in Girl Guides. And I also was in 4-H in the Beef Club. And I was in the Fort Saskatchewan marching band for 5 years. And I played the clarinet there. The first school I went to was 2.5 miles from home until I was in grade 4. And then I went to Fort Saskatchewan. The first 3 years of school, I walked, rode a bicycle, or rode a pony, which was a Shetland, and her name was Tootsie. But in the winter time, I went with the neighbor kids in a horse and cutter. And Tootsie, she was really a miserable little sod because about a half a mile from school, just about every morning, she bucked me off, and I and the kids that were already at school would catch her and put her in the barn. And she also, if there was water in the ditch, she would try to knock me off. She also would bite, kick, buck, lay down, anything to get me off. When I started school in grade 4 in Fort Saskatchewan, we rode in a truck with benches fastened to the floor and a tarp over top to keep us out of the weather. But the next year, we were able to go on a school bus. Growing up, I was brought up in a family that liked sports. Dad played hockey, baseball, and both Dad and Mom curled, and we were called the curling orphans because they traveled all over. And we went to many Edmonton Oiler hockey games. We missed very, very few. I played ball in school, and after school, I was in track and field. I skated, rode horses, danced, and curled. Being the eldest and having no brothers, I would help Dad do the chores, milking, and we had pigs that we fed. When I was old enough, I also helped in the field, starting to haul the grain from the combine. Then it was swathing, disking, and combining. When I left school in 1957, I moved to Edmonton to work at the Charles Campbell Native Hospital in the admitting office. I was so scared to take the bus to work. So every morning and night, I would walk 9 blocks. And if the weather was bad, I would take a taxi. In the morning, I would let them pick me up at the house. But at night, I would have them drop me off a block away from where I lived because I didn't want them to know where I lived. That's a farm girl, right? I worked in Edmonton for 9 months, and then I got a job as a secretary at Teske Lumber Company in Fort Saskatchewan and lived at home. And I worked there until 1960. John came to work for Dad in August of 1958. On our first date, he was going horseback riding. The one horse that John was to ride, he said that she didn't like being rode bareback. I said she did, and I got on her and rode down the lane and back, and when we got back to the yard, she shied, and I went over her head and broke both my elbows here. And I was in a cast from here to there for just over 3 months. I was able to still drive the car, and I was able to work. The guys that I worked with, they fixed a thing for me to talk on the phone, and I was still able to type because I still had my fingers. And John and I continued to date and got engaged January 30th, 1959. John decided to be confirmed, so I went to classes with him. And we also started to sing in the church choir at that time. Then in June, we had a double wedding. And it wasn't John and my idea to have a June wedding because we decided that we would like to get married in November, because we'd be engaged, like we'd know one another more than a year. Anyway, told Mom and Dad that we wanted to be married in November. And my grandparents lived down in the States. And Mom says, well, you can't expect Granny and Grandpa to come up in June and then come back in November. And, of course, the weather isn't that great. So we kept pushing our date forward and forward. And finally, Dad came home the one night. And he says, either you get married together or you don't get married at all. So we got married. And I always tell everybody we had to get married. John started working at Sher Gordon Mines 3 days before we got married. And he got 3 days off to sort of have a honeymoon. And we saved our money and went back to England in March of 1960 to meet John's family. It was a real eye-opener for me, because I had a hard time understanding them. And I also found outside to be warmer than inside, because they didn't have central heating. And when going to bed, there were so many covers on top of us that you could hardly move. And I kept my arms under the covers. And in the morning, I couldn't believe how much moisture was in my watch. It was unbelievable. The fall of 1962, we bought our present farm and moved in April of 1963 with two daughters. We started going to church at Nebraska Community Center for at least 2 to 3 years. It was closed, and then we started coming to the United Church in Clive. In 1987, Ron Hilsbeck came to church giving a talk about doing mission work in Peru. He asked if anyone was interested to go to let him know. And while I was sitting in church, something said to me, "You are going." So when I got home, John asked me what I was doing, what went on in church, and I mentioned about Ron being in church. And he says, what's his phone number? So in February, March of 1988, we went on our first mission work project to Marengo, a subdivision of Lima, Peru. And there we had Bible study. Well, in all our mission trips, we had Bible study in the evenings. That trip changed our lives, giving us a real understanding of what missionaries really do. Because we just thought that missionaries just walked around and with a Bible and talked to anybody that come along. We learned how to work with other people and how people in the third world countries really live. It seems like when you go on a holiday, you just they take you to the nicest places. They don't let you see like the poverty part of it. Our second trip went to Tarapoto, Peru, which was up in the jungle, to build a Bible, build a chapel on a Bible school. On this trip, we had miracles. One was the flight out of Miami. We were out about 1 hour, and we had to be turned back because the gauge wasn't working, and so we were uptight because we had to be sure that we were into Lima to catch our flight going up into the jungle, because it only went so many days a week. And it was a little bit tense. So anyway, when we got finally back, we arrived back into Lima, we found out that the plane couldn't go up into the jungle because it had rained so hard and they can't travel in the rain. So we didn't miss our flight, and we went. Before we went on this mission, I was doing dishes one day, and something told me, you are going to be baptized. March 3rd, 1990. Walter Wally. John and I were baptized in the Cambasa River in Peru. A couple of days before we were to be baptized, it rained like you wouldn't believe. It really rains up in the jungle. And the river was something else. It was so filthy that, when we were up in the jungle, that was the only way we could bath or let it cool off. We would walk into the middle of the river because that's where it was the cleanest. So anyway, it was really dirty, so we were just wondering how we were going to be baptized in this filthy water. Anyway, the day that we were baptized, it was as clear as crystal. We have gone on many trips. We've gone to the Philippines. We went to Greece, Spain, and Italy. And going on these mission trips, we have worked with many wonderful people and still keep in contact with many. We have been blessed with 5 children: Dawn, October 1960, Betty, October 1962, Monica, February 1964, Jack, July 1965, Wayne, December 1966, who we adopted in March of 1967. We have 12 grandchildren and 2 great-grandchildren. I have been blessed to have had my parents, who both passed away in their 95th year. I have also been blessed to be able to live on a farm and in the community in which we live, and being able to, the Lord has granted us many good health for us to do a lot of traveling. In our church family, which means a lot to us, and most of all, the Lord to protect and guide us. Thank you.